Carol Vallade, editor of Gemini Publications.
Good morning. Rack it off of here. Go, Shelley, go.
Go, Carol, though. Go. All right, enough of that. I'm glad you're here, Carol. Good things happening
you.
When it comes
it's
to...
It's fun to be here.
You're here every month, and we appreciate that.
Cheers.
Yes, cheers. Okay, Carol, we have good business to talk about.
Oh, boy. You know, I think I probably should have headlined this today, technology. We're not talking about beer for the first time in months.
the interview is still early.
Technology is everything, right? This was a great Business Journal story. There are almost 50 West Michigan firms involved in the next mission to Mars. Isn't that cool?
The next mission to Mars.
Literally. All of those companies are building components for NASA's Space Launch System rocket and Orion spacecraft, the largest rocket ever constructed by NASA. These are being built in preparation for a 2018 launch to test the capabilities needed for human deep space exploration. The first human crewed mission is planned for 2021. So companies like Plascor of Zealand is developing some of these components. Plascor happens to manufacture lightweight, high-strength parts, aluminum honeycomb cores for energy absorption applications. And these are the little cells that will push the astronauts off the planet and shoot them toward Mars.
I'm going to go to Mars.
It's not just the 50 companies that are involved in the technology of aerospace and putting the first rocket on Mars with humans aboard. It's also those companies who are sourcing to others, and they're finding locally made materials that they can use in the development of these high technology parts. Machined aluminum panels, for instance. I was kind of surprised. This is so cool. They're being manufactured right in downtown Grand Rapids. So,
first astronauts take off for Mars in the 2030s. I'll be a little older.
Yes, you will. The astronauts go, but in just 2 years, those test rockets begin taking off to make sure those humans get aboard and get back. We've got to bring them back.
You bet.
Okay.
All right, so
speaking
more on technology.
How about Gerald R. Ford International Airport?
Good things happening at the airport.
Everyone is probably a little familiar with that, a big expansion going on. $45 million gateway transformation renovation. And $20 million has been raised locally from private partners, West Michigan businesses who are, you know, going to benefit from the expansion and also the new governance model of the airport itself. We sat down as an editorial board and talked with the aeronautics board and talked about sustainability and long-term planning. And this was interesting. I've come here and talked often enough about the lack of available industrial space, ready industrial space for the manufacturers who are doing all of these, you know, technology expansions, medical manufacturing expanding. And so there are, you know, there's always a search for new properties to develop for those particular industries. Well, the airport has some land.
And what a nice partnership that would be.
No kidding. Shovel-ready tracts of land available for non-aeronautical development. And that is something the new executive director, when he or she is named, might be handling, is looking at further development for those industrial or commercial businesses that need that kind of expansion or proximity to the airport for shipping and that type of thing. I might also say that the freight numbers, the amount of goods shipped out of GRR is going up. Okay. And it's amazing because it's indicative of what's going on and how far extended West Michigan's brand is moving, and indeed I'm going to get to it across the world. But in terms of passenger flights, they're seeing record-breaking numbers of passengers. In 2015, nice. There were over 2.5 million passengers going through GRR, and that has already seen almost a 10% increase this year in 2015. So if the airport seems a little busier, it truly is.
The numbers prove that.
Yes, and some of that is the ability of the business partnership that was formed, the coalition, to bring the lower fare airlines and flights into the Grand Rapids area.
Very close. We'll be following you, and obviously I think she serves on the board, so we may hit her up with a follow-up.
She always has so much to say.
As do you.
Oh, joy. Yes.
So good when it comes to that expansion.
Yeah. Getting outside of Kent County, this sort of increase in business extends, obviously, to the region, and most especially to the lakeshore. Zealand-based Lakeshore Advantage is reporting its business intelligence survey, compiled through surveys of 118 major employers in Allegan and Ottawa counties. Specifically, 78% reported sales increases. And this is sustained. It's been, you know, 77, 76% in 14, 13, 15. So this is just boomtown. And again, you know, the unemployment rate in Ottawa County is even lower than it is in Kent County at 3%. So the number of companies showing 49% are showing increase in foreign sales. So again, loading those planes with goods coming out of West Michigan and moving around the world. And it's not all furniture. 59% of those employers are increasing their training and development because recruitment still is a little bit at a standstill. And so a number of employers are looking at different ways to bring new people in, and especially in specific careers. We've said often enough the STEM, science, technology, engineering, math programs are, you know, there are not enough grads in those particular programs. Lakeshore Advantage is fighting that off by working with the school districts in Ottawa County to create pathways for skilled labor industry, connecting to the school districts, and then having programs and some training available for students in the school districts as young as high school. And manufacturing, you know, took a bad rap in the meltdown, and with a amount of high tech jobs now available, it's taken another little bit of a hit in terms of those individuals who are educated and ready to take those jobs, which is why GVSU has no problem placing its engineering graduates. Incredible. It's not the only, manufacturing is not the only industry.
What's the other?
Banking is also seeing a lack of skilled employees available for new jobs. Two things are happening in the banking industry. The Business Journal sat down with individuals, Mercantile and other banks in the area, and looked in depth at the bank director's 2016 compensation survey, mm-hmm. which was just released in spring. 43% of the banks participating say there's not enough talented commercial lenders in their markets. Mm-hmm.
Zoned in on commercial lenders?
Specifically, those who, have the mass skills, again, and sales skills to affect that particular market. And, of course, commercial lending is way up in this area. You know, you see a crane, there's some financing somewhere, and those banks are creating those opportunities. Another problem in the banking industry is that it, in particular, is seeing 60% of its executives retiring in the next 5 years.
Do the math on that one.
So, within 5 years, 60% of all banking executives across the country are going to be retired. And that's there's been some planning in the local area for succession and, having things in place. But they're all feeling the pinch. All of that said, there is a new, bigger player coming into the Grand Rapids market banking.
Drum roll.
The Business Journal had an exclusive interview with the president and CEO of Bank of America.
And
he's bringing a bigger presence of Bank of America into the Grand Rapids market, noting that this has been a community with nothing but growth. And, and he sees that as sustainable. And this side of the state becoming, even more popular, and that's good for the recruiting and all of that's needed for the business community here. So quick growth, strong economy, long-standing business relationships have made this an attractive location. He's also announced Bank of America's first ever West Michigan president, and she...
Thank
has
you.
Already started.
Wow.
As West Michigan President, Bank of America, drum roll, Renee Tabin.
Okay.
She's serving this market specifically. So new people.
Yep.
Bringing
new people.
In new talents.
Yep.
Smart lady.
New banks. Shop around. Carol Vallade with us, editor, Gemini Publications.
Cheers.
Every month is new with you.
That's right. Every day.
Hey, we had Kitchen 67. Now, we had Johnny in studio, and we played with his new toy.
Technology.
Yes.
This is a fascinating story. It goes far beyond restaurant food. And Kitchen 67 are the brand to be. But in partnership with local companies like Gill Industries, he's been able to, Kitchen 67, 67 is a lab for testing new technologies by a number of Grand Rapids area industries. They've worked with Apple, Meyer, Audio Space, Custer Environments, Amway's Fulton Invention, Gentex, Verizon Wireless, and they're working with John Brand specifically because he allows them to come in and test these products
before they're sold to the masses. It doesn't seem, it enhances the restaurant experience.
Exactly. Everybody needs to power up. We know that.
Yeah,
it's not just about the energy.
He has this platform in the middle of the table. You put your cell phone on it. It charges free. You don't have to pay anything while you eat.
They're looking at moving this whole lab concept and all of this technology into all 10 Brand Steakhouse and Grills locations throughout Michigan. So that's going to be pretty exciting.
Yay.
So you were talking about shoes and back to school.
We were. Thank you for listening. And what do you have to... who is putting shoes on the Olympians?
Shoes. The Olympians. Long-distance runners.
Whoa.
Can you say Wolverine Worldwide? Right here in Rockford. Yeah. Their Saucony brand is on the feet of the Olympians. And again, this is all about innovation and new technology. The partnership extends for Wolverine with Tough Mudder Outdoor Obstacle Challenges. They're extending the Merrell brand with a new shoe, and they're coming into the winter months with the release of the Arctic Grip collection, also a Merrell brand shoe by Wolverine Worldwide. And that's poised, we're told, by those in the shoe industry. It's going to be one of the most talked about product innovations of the year. So a lot of new technology in six different brands made in Rockford. The Merrell brand, Sperry, Hush Puppy, Wolverine, and Cat Footwear for the industry guys, the hard workers.
Great opportunity.
We're all hard workers, but...
Put on
your feet all day long.
Well, that's what's important. Carol, you want to talk about Switch?
You know, this is a company, you talk about technology, there's the epitome of it. The epicenter of it will be out in Gaines Township as they move in this fall or begin moving in this fall. And as a whole campus builds around them of high-tech companies, and that's impacting the airport because of the number of people that need to fly back and forth from Nevada and the corporate headquarters and those that are working worldwide. So they haven't quite landed yet with, you know, everyone hired and gearing up out at the pyramid. They're investing in Art Prize. We are a month away now from Art Prize 2016. Another drum roll. Speaking of arts and sciences and technology and bringing it all together, it's going to be an interesting year. STEM is sponsoring a STEAM village, not just in STEM related fields, but adding art to that STEM base so that you have the crossover between, you know, the artistic, the creatives, and, you know, the more science-based minds and watching what happens when you mix those groups together. So it's going to be, I think, Art Prize is made even more interesting for this investment by Switch and bringing that literally to the streets. In Grand Rapids. It's not a new thing for Switch. They've invested $13 million in something called Planet 3, an educational startup in Nevada, which immerses students into data analytics to solve problems and a number of other fields. So it's pretty exciting. It's going to be very good for the education communities in the West Michigan region because they invest heavily in education.
Education, part of the E in STEM. Carol Vallade, again, Gemini Publications, sharing the business stories over the last 30 days and in the future. Next up?
Well, I would be remiss if I didn't mention the Muskegon launch of a project. When you think of the Sappy plant on the shores of Lake Muskegon, Muskegon Lake, which is the, you know, the deepest port on, you know, in the West Michigan region, and, you know, there are lots of opportunities for economic growth and development. And that Sappy plant implosion 2 years ago kind of painted the picture of, you know, a more devastated type of Muskegon. Well, a group has put together a plan to create a whole new development along that area. This has taken a partnership with the new owners of that Sappy Plant property. It's involved the Environmental Protection Agency because of the number of metals found in that property and a big cleanup. So it's a very big project called Windward Point. And this is going to be retail, condominiums, apartments, a very, very major development in Muskegon, and certainly one that will spur additional development. It's about time, you know, that Muskegon has a group of investors, companies that have partnered together, and community leaders from, you know, not just Muskegon, but Norton Shores and their surrounding communities to put this whole package together and make something bigger and better. And it's all coming out of pure Muskegon,
yeah.
A founding member of pure Muskegon.
Yeah.
So we have a minute more.
We have 2 minutes more.
I can tell you a little bit.
Tell me a little bit. What's
not
up?
Not very much, but just a little bit.
Tease us.
Grand Rapids Business Journal, on an annual basis, calls for nominations for the 40 under 40 who are making a difference in the business community in West Michigan. Muskegon, Ottawa, Kent counties. It's not, you know, real isolated to Grand Rapids, all that tends to be a majority of the group. This year, I think in the past we've had 181 nominations from this community, which is phenomenal.
Sure.
That many people and young people being held as leaders in their industries and in the business community. Compare 181 to this record, 395
nominations
from across the West Michigan community.
Looking for 40
I
souls?
I fainted.
Well, I hope you got right back
gosh, I sure did.
Well, what a testament.
It is. And that the community participates, that's what everybody loves about West Michigan. Everyone is a participant, not just a passenger. So of the 395, we had 249 candidates. And the judges have been together. A great group of judges.
That aren't from this area, right?
They're all from East Michigan.
Go take all that out.
Bob Thomas, the president of Leadership Michigan in Lansing. Lou Glazier, the president and CEO of Michigan Future in Ann Arbor. And Chris Rizik, who is CEO at Renaissance Venture Capital Fund in Ann Arbor and Detroit. And the founder of SoulTracks.com. Chris has his hands in all kinds of businesses, but some record of his past. He was a 40 under 40 himself in the Detroit area and then Newsmaker of the Year based on his venture cap business. So these are the judges. They've been going through all 249 candidates, and we are currently notifying the 2016 40 under 40 class. We're not going to publish that full list until September.
But there's some trickle out there. So
there's some trickle.
Hard to keep it a secret. Well,
you don't want to keep it a secret either.
No.
I mean, people who make that cut are really people who are going to lead these communities forward, the next future Muskegon, the next future Holland, Ottawa County, and Grand Rapids. So it's an incredible group, and they're honored on October 25th at Grand Rapids Civic Theater, 5 to 8.
Fun.
We're going to have a big party reception for them and then lampoon people, among them the 2016 Alumni of the Year, past 40 under 40 recipient, Amy Reese.
Cool.
Owner of Art of the Table, Aperitivo, and
she's
all of that.
A rock star. So
very much a rock star.
You can't take that that accolade away. Carol Vallade, thank you. Editor, Gemini Publications, et
My
al.
My pleasure. Thank
More
you.
More from you on grbj.com.
Correct.
See you next month.
Thank you.